Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones joins us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We're going to spend an hour with Dr. Jones talking about his latest effort for culture wars entitled Too Many Yarmulkes, Abortion and the Ethnic Double Standard. That is from Culture Wars, June of 2007, Volume 26, Number 7. The article begins on page 24, and it's the cover story for Culture Wars. And on the front cover, one will see ex-United States Senator Rick Santorum there of Pennsylvania. Why is he there? We'll discuss that at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, among many other things. Dr. E. Michael Jones is quite a guy and has a magazine that you really need to subscribe to entitled Culture Wars, and his essay there this month entitled Too Many Yarmulkes, The Ethnic Double Standard at the Heart of the Abortion Debate, goes into a fundamental question, and that is this. Is the abortion controversy in the United States the result of two sides of a coin when it comes to culture wars and controversies? The Jewish side on the one hand, the Roman Catholic on the other? That's certainly one dimension of the conversation that I'm going to be having with E. Michael Jones at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. But suffice it to say that this is a very, very important conversation that's not going to be held in corporate media in regard to who and what it is that has been behind the abortion controversy and the abortion industry, particularly since 1973. What was behind the Roe versus Wade decision? What was behind what was going on in the states of New York and California prior to Roe versus Wade? What is the ultimate meaning of the abortion controversy in regard to the larger issue of who and what has been behind the cultural change in this country? That will be with Dr. E. Michael Jones this morning at 9 a.m. Culture Wars has, again, this volume that is out, June 2007, Volume 26, Number 7. And the lead story there is what I'm going to be chatting about with Dr. Jones today, Too Many Yarmulkes, Abortion and the Ethnic Double Standard. And among other things, we'll be taking a look at the neoconservative connections of Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. But he's not the only one, certainly. There's something that's happening in Paris here in these next several days. It involves an Iranian opposition movement that is there to allegedly foster unity. This comes to us today from Safa Hariri of Iran Press Service. When we take a look at his offering at IPS today, we discover that there are a number of people with connections to the American neoconservative movement who are focusing on this Iranian meeting in Paris. What's being planned? Why is it being planned? And who's behind it? We'll take a look at that just a little bit later on this morning. But initially, it's enough to say that the lead story at CNN is certainly one that should give us great cause for concern. Coalition raids target Iranian aid to insurgents. Coalition raids aimed at disrupting the flow of weapons and fighters between Iraq and Iran resulted in at least 20 militants killed early today in eastern Iraq, according to a statement from the U.S. military. Coalition aircraft were called into stray fighters who attacked coalition troops in Amara and Majir al-Kabir, two Shiite cities in the Mason province bordering Iran. Quite apparent that situation is heating up. It's been predictable for some time. We'll take a look at the reasons behind it and what's going on in Paris this week. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars will join us at 9 o'clock this morning to discuss his latest essay for that magazine. It's entitled, Too Many Yarmulkes, Abortion and the Ethnic Double Standard. Ex-Senator Rick Santorum, is on the front cover of Culture Wars. Very interesting photograph. And Rick Santorum pops up in Dr. Jones's essay on abortion and the ethnic double standard. Why has that happened? What is the significance of that? Among other things, Mike Jones is going to speak with us today about a very interesting cartoon that popped up in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tony Alf, the cartoonist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, drew up a cartoon in response to the Supreme Court's Carhartt decision supposedly banning partial birth abortion. What was the character of that cartoon? What does it indicate about the Jewish journalistic establishment in the northeastern part of the United States? And why is it that when it comes to abortion, a Philadelphia Inquirer cartoonist can draw up a pictorial depiction of what is clearly an anti-Catholic commentary? suggesting that Catholicism is behind the Supreme Court's attempts to deal with this partial birth abortion situation in Carhartt, whereas on the other hand, the converse side of the coin is not allowable in American media debate. If Catholicism, supposedly according to Tony Alf, this cartoonist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, if it's Catholicism and the attempt to impose Catholic values on America that it's ultimately behind this abortion controversy in terms of trying to limit it or to ban it or to proscribe it, why then is it not allowable to discuss the Jewish involvement in promoting the abortion industry? That's going to be our conversation with Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. On to Paris. There's something happening in Paris, France, even as I speak, that has implications for you and for me. There is a conference taking place there, June 15th through June 17th, which, of course, includes today, that is designed to do certain things in relation to the present crisis in Iran. What's really interesting is that I received a telephone call this weekend from one of my contacts in the Iranian expatriate community. And this individual said that they had received a telephone call from a Mr. Kenneth Timmerman. Kenneth Timmerman, does that name mean anything to you? If you follow American neoconservative and pro-Israeli politics, it probably does. Kenneth Timmerman writes regularly for Insight magazine of the Washington Times. He is known to have very close links to the Israeli intelligence community. He also writes for Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy's publication. And on the 5th of June, Kenneth Timmerman had a post for Newsmax talking about this Iranian conference coming up in Paris. This, interestingly enough, cross-references with what Safa Hariri posts at Iran Press Service. So it would seem that IPS, or Iran Press Service, and Ruddy's Newsmax are involved in some degree of cross-pollination this morning in this whole issue of promoting Kenneth Timmerman and his take on this conference going on in Paris. What does it mean? Mr. Timmerman has some very, very interesting political links. And when we discuss those political links, it might help us to get to the bottom of what is behind this conference in Paris. But as we look at what Newsmax says, what Mr. Timmerman says for Newsmax, and what Iran Press Service is reporting of Timmerman's comments, we are told that a broad cross-section of Iranian political activists and organizations are holding a new meeting in Paris to create a coordinating council, quote-unquote, aimed at changing the present ruling theocratic system in Iran and helping install a democratic government in their country. Sound familiar, folks? I think you're beginning to get the picture. They are calling their movement Iran Solidarity. Iran Solidarity. I don't know if they're trying to borrow a theme from the Solidarity movement in Poland a generation ago, but this is what they're calling it. And the Iran Solidarity aims to bring together activists and organizations from across the political spectrum to build a bridge between groups working outside Iran and those working inside, according to Dr. Hossein Bakarzadeh, a human rights activist who told these things to Newsmax from Bakarzadeh's post in London. Quote, "What we want to do at this stage is to evaluate our potential for continuing the struggle, set up two coordinating committees, one for Europe and another one for the United States, to bring together all Iranians opposed to this regime, and eventually forming an Iranian government in exile," one of the organizers told IPS. "This is what Iran Solidarity is all about," one of the organizers said. "It's a new spirit of cooperation." Organizers in Holland, Britain, France, Germany, and the U.S., who spoke to Newsmax on background for this conference, say they expect more than 200 delegates to the invitation-only conference, which will be held from June 15th through June 17th. Among the participants are well-known leftist activists such as Kambiz Rusta and Dr. Hassan Masali, who opposed the former Shah and for years have been vilified by the monarchist camp. Sitting next to them will be conservative former monarchists such as Dr. Shahryar Ahi, an advisor to Prince Reza Pahlavi, University Professor Dr. Shaheen Fatemi, and Dr. Cyrus Amuzigar, a former government minister under the Shah. Also at the table will be Mohsen Sazagara, a confidant of Ayatollah Khomeini, who helped to found the dreaded Revolutionary Guards, but who broke with the regime in the late 1980s and was jailed repeatedly and tortured because of his calls for change, and Ali Afshari, a former student leader. Quote, "Some groups can't accept the new political realities that require reaching across party lines and have said they will not come," said Bakar Zadeh. "But we are not closing the door," he added. It took nearly 2 years of intense and often frustrating political work before Bakar Zadeh and other conference organizers got to this point. During two earlier meetings in Berlin and London, they hammered out a common platform acceptable to Iranian opposition groups that range from supporters of the monarchy to Marxists and to former members of the Islamic regime. Quote, "We're saying to everybody who wants to come, check your politics at the door," one of the organizers told Newsmax. "Keep your political identity and your political philosophy, but stand together as we support the social and professional movements inside Iran. Stand together before world public opinion," unquote. However, some of the participants are skeptical. Quote, "Belief in factors like democracy, political and individual freedom in a country with huge and complicated problems like Iran is not enough. The present Iranian society, the young and the women who make 70% of Iran's population, have a different interpretation for freedom, especially the freedom of the individual," observed Ramad Rafayat, a journalist who often talks to Iranian students and women activists in Iran. Quote, "What Iranians outside are fighting for is quite different from what Iranians inside the country want," unquote, he noted in an article posted by Guya, the most popular Iranian internet website. Quote, "The problem with these meetings, conferences, alliances, or coalitions is their unilateralism. The participants are gathered around opposition or anti-ism, leaving discussions and debates about the future and how solving problems in a complex and complicated country like Iran to the future," he said in his article referring to the Paris meeting. Little difficulty in translation, I think, there from Farsi into English. IPS goes on to say, quote, "While here the emphasis is still on the form of the regime inside Iran, the focus of the opponents is the content. The students and youngsters want basic human freedoms. Women want equality of rights, political as well as social. They say they don't care about the name of the regime or whether the rulers are clerics or not, provided we get our rights," unquote. It is not the first time that Iranian opposition groups have come together across party lines, says IPS, and Kenneth Timmerman, writing for both Newsmax and IPS. That's an important point here, folks. These are Timmerman's words and Safa Hayeri's words that are kind of in synthesis here. And I want to discuss more about Kenneth Timmerman after we look at this report of his in regard to this opposition meeting in Paris these last couple of days. But as we look at what Timmerman says here, he says that earlier attempts to create a broad-based coalition dating back to 1997 all failed when one party tried to dominate the others. In a discreet nod in the direction of the conference organizers, Reza Pahlavi, the son of the former Shah, who is expected to address the Paris meeting, appealed to European nations to support the struggle for human rights and political freedom in Iran. Addressing the Democracy and Security International Conference that was held in Prague on the 5th and 6th of June 2007, and where George Bush appeared, Mr. Pahlavi appealed to all democratic governments of the world, especially to the Europeans, for solidarity with the people of Iran against a common enemy, Islamist preachers of intolerance who turn young men and women into walking bombs, shouting death to America, death to Israel, death to whoever resists their murderous ideology. This is, of course, Mr. Kenneth Timmerman's verbiage being used here, both in Newsmax as well as with the Iran Press Service. Quote, "To the realpolitik cynics who say Islamist theocracy is a reality we have to live with," Mr. Pahlavi says, "I respond, funny, they never said they could live with you." We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Who is Kenneth Timmerman? Why is he covering this Iran conference in Paris? We'll be back with the inside story.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Toss America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars will be on with us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We'll be talking about Mike's new essay, Too Many Yarmulkes, The Ethnic Double Standard at the Heart of the Abortion Debate. If you're interested in abortion, that whole topic, you'll want to listen to this show. If you're not interested that much in the abortion question, but are interested in the larger issue of culture wars in regard to who is promoting what within the American media, in the American body politic, you'll want to listen to this show. It may be that for our purposes this morning, the latter question is even more significant than the former. In regard to the larger political and cultural and economic context in which we need to understand what has happened in the United States in the last 45 or 50 years, it's going to be with Dr. E. Michael Jones at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. He was on my show on the 8th of December of 2006. Had a great conversation on that day. And I'm sorry, was that the 8th? Yeah, I guess it was the 8th of December. And now we're together again all these months later talking about this very, very fine essay. You can get a copy of Culture Wars, by the way, by contacting Dr. Jones in South Bend, Indiana. I'll say more about that when he comes on. And you can also find Culture Wars online at www.culturewars.com. Back then to this whole question of this so-called Iran Solidarity Conference presently going on in Paris. Why is Kenneth Timmerman of the Washington Times Insight magazine so interested in this conference? Why is he suddenly writing articles about this for Christopher Ruddy's Newsmax? Kenneth Timmerman has a very interesting background. And again, when he contacted this one source of mine in the Iranian expatriate community, they subsequently contacted me and said, "What is the real story about this, Mr. Timmerman?" And I said, "Well, let me simply say this. To be fair, Kenneth Timmerman and I have never met. We've never met. But I think I have a pretty good idea as to where Mr. Timmerman comes from based upon the publications that he writes for and the larger political circles in which he tends to travel. When you look at those circles, folks, and then look at the way in which Mr. Timmerman is promoting this Iranian opposition meeting in Paris between June 15th and June 17th, I think we can get a pretty good idea as to whose fingerprints may be on this conference in Paris. Let's take a look at Kenneth Timmerman a little bit in regard to what he has written for Newsmax. And again, if you also go to Iran Press Service, which you can find at iran-press-service.com. That's how you find it, www.iran-press-service.com. And look for the lead story there in the news listings. Safa Hayari has a commentary about this conference presently taking place in Paris, which at the bottom makes free use by its own admission of Dr. Kenneth Timmerman's post for Newsmax on the 5th of June, where Timmerman had a great interest in covering this whole business for the neocons who tend to read Newsmax and WorldNet Daily and Insight Magazine. So let's take a look at Kenneth Timmerman. I have discovered some things about him online that are well worth your time. I have sent some of this information and the URLs connected to it online to a number of interesting people in the Iranian expatriate community for their own reading and their own evaluation. Here's description number one. Kenneth Timmerman is also the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran. Remember the name of that group, folks, Foundation for Democracy in Iran. Mr. Timmerman, of course, of Insight Magazine fame, Washington Times fame, and Newsmax fame, also cross-references as the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, an organization which he co-founded with PNAC founding member Peter Rodman. Peter Rodman, who is currently United States Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, and some prominent Iranian dissident figures. As such, you might expect, and you would write to think so, that this foundation has the ear of the Bush administration, GOP members on Capitol Hill, and prominent neoconservative thinkers. The Foundation for Democracy in Iran, has a distinctly secular bent, unsurprising given Mr. Timmerman's negative opinions of Islam in that country and the fact that he is dedicated to assisting regime change in Iran. More surprising, perhaps, and listen to this one, folks, more surprising, perhaps, and not mentioned in any official biography of Kenneth Timmerman, is his presence on the advisory board of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. Mr. Timmerman's name pops up in that regard with such familiar culprits as Michael Ledeen, Jack Kemp, and Richard Pearl. We'll be back to take a further look at this when Mark Gankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars joins us at 9 o'clock this morning for 1 hour. I always appreciate talking to Dr. Jones because he's such an incredible academic and intellect, and coming to us from the real right, the real right. We're going to talk about paleoconservatism. We're going to talk about his new essay, The Ethnic Double Standard at the Heart of the Abortion Debate. That's in the June 2007 Culture Wars. We're going to talk about Senator Rick Santorum. We're going to talk about the Jewish media establishment in the northeastern part of the United States and what they're doing through such people as Tony Alf, the Philadelphia Inquirer cartoonist, who has lampooned Catholicism as a result of the recent Carhartt decision of the Supreme Court in regard to partial birth abortion. Just a whole package of things we'll be chatting about with Dr. Jones in about an hour and a half from now. But you can find Culture Wars at www.culturewars.com. And if you don't read Culture Wars, the print version of it, I would really urge you to get a subscription. I've been a subscriber just since Dr. Jones was on my show in December. I have not been disappointed. This publication gets into a lot of interesting things, and you don't have to be a Roman Catholic to enjoy it. I'm not a Roman Catholic, but I always appreciate the articles that are here because it enables me to see the larger context in which this cultural tragedy has happened in the United States. It's also important to see that Dr. Jones has an incredible perspective which enables him to not simply write great articles and to include the great articles of others within this journal, but the incredibly informed character of just the letters to the editor. The people who write into Culture Wars are really sharp folks, just incredible folks. I'm always impressed that the letters to the editor are almost as erudite as the articles themselves. Really get a hold of this if you can possibly do it. Go to www.culturewars.com for information as to how you might become a subscriber to this very, very fine publication, which gives us, again, a lot of insight in regard to who and what has been behind the cultural declension of the United States in these last 40 years. Folks, we're in the process of going to war with Iran. I've been saying this for the last several years. It's increasingly obvious that this is happening. John Bolton the other night was on Fox News, and it was very apparent that he was making, again, the Jewish neoconservative case for war with Iran, preemptive war with Iran. Iran was being held responsible for what the Taliban is doing in Afghanistan. Iran was being held responsible for what's going on today with the situation in the West Bank and Gaza. Iran was being held responsible for John Bolton for this conflict going on right now between Hamas and Fatah. Iran was being held responsible for the present situation in Lebanon and with the things going on there between Hezbollah on the one hand and Israel on the other. Iran is being held responsible for John Bolton for what it's allegedly doing with Syria. And it's quite fascinating when you look at this whole scenario that John Bolton was making a case quite clearly for war with Iran, quite clearly. And, of course, was saying nothing at the same time about a series of things going on with Israel that suggests that we ought to be in complete reevaluation of our relationship with that regime in the Middle East. But when we look at this whole business today of this Paris conference going on with the so-called Iran Solidarity Group, you have June 15th through the 17th, a group of people meeting in Paris, and these folks are talking about a need for regime change in Iran. And as we've already seen from what Kenneth Timmerman of Newsmax has said, and of course keep in mind his connection to the Reverend Sung Young Moon's Insight magazine and the Washington Times, keep in mind Timmerman's other connections, which we just started to get into before the last commercial break. When we see the promotion on the part of Kenneth Timmerman of this sort of a gathering in Paris, we have to ask ourselves why. This group of Iranians meeting in Paris, and keep in mind that Reza Pahlavi, the Shah's son, was one of the people in attendance at this conference. We see that it supposedly spans the political spectrum of Iranians who are opposed supposedly to the present regime. This includes ex-monarchists. It includes ex-Marxists, current Marxists as well for that matter. It includes people who were involved in promoting the revolution against the Shah in the late 1970s, who now are involved in opposing the present regime in Iran because they say it has not respected human rights. So you've got something for everyone, it seems, in regard to the Iranian political spectrum being represented at this conference in Paris. And yet we have the Iran Press Service, which runs a lot of articles by neoconservatives promoting this situation in Paris. And Kenneth Timmerman, again, has been doing a lot of coverage of this whole thing for Newsmax and for Insight magazine. We get back to the question that was raised with me this weekend when this Iranian expatriate called me on the telephone and said, Mark, I'm trying to get at the bottom of what's going on with this Paris conference. Who is Kenneth R. Timmerman? And I told him exactly who he is, and I think it's suggestive of the fingerprints of the Israeli lobby and the Israeli intelligence community, the British MI6, and the CIA with what was going on in Paris this weekend. Let's get back to this analysis again. Mr. Timmerman, Kenneth Timmerman, is the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran. Remember that, Foundation for Democracy in Iran. Timmerman co-founded this organization with Project for the New American Century founding member Peter Rodman. There you have it, folks, the Project for a New American Century. This is the Benjamin Netanyahu Likud government crowd with Israel. We all know this, don't we? So this Foundation for Democracy in Iran, Mr. Timmerman, Kenneth R. Timmerman, is the executive director of that. This organization is co-founded by Mr. Timmerman with Project for a New American Century founding member Peter Rodman, who is currently U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, and some prominent Iranian dissident figures. Who are these prominent Iranian dissident figures who have been involved in the Foundation for Democracy in Iran? That bears closer examination as well. But we can certainly understand that the so-called Foundation for Democracy in Iran has some very important Jewish and neoconservative connections and connections to the Bush administration and certain prominent members of the Republican Party on Capitol Hill with connections both to the Jewish lobby and the neocon movement. Kenneth Timmerman, as I mentioned before the break, this is not mentioned in any of his official biographies, is in fact on the board, the advisory board, of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. Mr. Timmerman currently shares that honor with Representative Eric Cantor, Michael Ledeen of the American Enterprise Institute, whose name pops up constantly with some of these Iranian groups that are advocating regime change in that country, Jack Kemp, there you have it, folks, the great Jack Kemp. Then there's Richard Perle. Past JINSA board members include Vice President Dick Cheney, U.S. Ambassador to the UN John Bolton, there you have it, folks, John Bolton, and Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Douglas Feith. A heady and powerful grouping of people, isn't it? JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, it has been alleged, is closely allied to neoconservative advocates of preemptive regime change. I think that's not simply an allegation, folks. That's a fact. And to the IPAC group, the American-Israel Political Action Committee, which is currently embroiled in a spying scandal. A spying scandal, I might add, that we're not hearing too much about right now. What is going on with this spy trial involving two significant members of the American-Israel Political Action Committee and their connection to Larry Franklin, the Iran expert at the National Security Agency, who is passing secrets, American defense secrets, related to Iran, to these two individuals connected with the American-Israel Political Action Committee? Why are we not presently hearing more about this trial? It suddenly disappeared from the front pages. Now all we're reading about is Iran's alleged role in promoting further conflict in Iraq. Now we're reading about a conference in Paris involving Iranians who want to overthrow the present regime in that country. But what the American media is not telling us is how closely aligned certain figures connected with that conference are to the American CIA, the Israeli Mossad, and the British MI6. It appears then, according to what I'm reading here from NewsHog, that Mr. Timmerman and his Foundation for Democracy in Iran are very well placed indeed to gain a great measure of influence and power should the U.S. Institute force regime change in Iran. Iranian members of his organization could reasonably expect high political office as appointees of any occupation authority, in the same way that Ahmad Shalabi and Ayad Alawi were in Iraq. The parallels are obvious, providing shaky evidence and allegations of a weapons of mass destruction program to help foment a war that catapults them into political office. That's the take of Cernig's NewsHog blogspot. That is the background of Kenneth Timmerman. Insight Magazine of the Washington Times, occasionally posting with Joseph Farah's WorldNet Daily. Mr. Timmerman is the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, an organization which he co-founded with Peter Rodman, who was a founding member of the Project for a New American Century. Mr. Timmerman is on the advisory board of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, an honor he shares with Eric Cantor, Michael Ledeen, Jack Kemp, and Richard Perle, and in the past, Dick Cheney, John Bolton, and Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Douglas Feith. Isn't it interesting, folks, that these are the usual culprits? What does it mean? I think it's very clear what it means, and that is that Kenneth Timmerman is promoting something in Paris, France, that has just concluded that quite clearly has links to the American, Israeli, and British intelligence communities and to some of the multinational oil conglomerates. That, I think, is a fair interpretation of this. It's something that we need to watch very, very closely in the days ahead. I checked another Iranian expatriate news post last night, one called Activist Chat, and that tells us that Kenneth R. Timmerman was nominated for the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize along with John Bolton. There it is again. For his work on Iran. Timmerman, as we've already mentioned, is the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran. He is the author of Countdown to Crisis, The Coming Nuclear Showdown with Iran, Crown Forum Books, 2005. Yet more information about Kenneth R. Timmerman. Here's another one that is most interesting in regard to Mr. Timmerman. You can go back, folks, and find that he wrote an article all the way back in 2002 that was clearly being used to justify what was going to prove to be the American invasion of Iraq in March of 2003. Is that an accident? I don't think so. I don't think it's an accident at all. As a matter of fact, if you search for this online, you'll find it. Kenneth R. Timmerman. That's spelled T-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N-N. Kenneth R. Timmerman. Again, keep this very firmly in your minds, folks. Insight Magazine of the Washington Times, the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs, or JINSA, which, and Mr. Timmerman's connection to this so-called Foundation for Democracy in Iran, is an organization he co-founded in conjunction with Peter Rodham of the Project for a New American Century. Beginning to get the idea as to who Kenneth R. Timmerman might be and why he is so interested in this Paris conference of this group known as Iran Solidarity, which took place this past weekend in Paris. You get it, don't you? I know that you do. So, do the Google search, and what you'll come across is the fact that back in October of 2002, October the 15th, 2002 to be exact, in Reverend Moon's Insight on the News, Kenneth R. Timmerman pops up there. This is what he was saying in October of 2002. How Saddam got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein's war machine is being built systematically to strike at the U.S., according to Kenneth Timmerman, in October of 2002, and Saddam is going to strike at the U.S. with new nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons designed to kill millions. That was the cover story for Insight on the News in October of 2002. Kenneth R. Timmerman at that time was writing complete nonsense that has subsequently been disproven by every responsible analyst and commentator that knows anything at all about this weapons of mass destruction issue as it pertained to Saddam Hussein's regime. And yet there he was, Kenneth R. Timmerman, in October of 2002, talking about how Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. His war machine was being built systematically to strike at the United States
with new nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons designed to kill millions. Folks, this is false. We know it's false today, don't we? Almost 5 years later, we look back at this and think, who was this guy Timmerman fronting for at that time? Who was he writing this drivel for? What was he paving the way for in October of 2002? What are his connections, folks? And I think you can connect the dots. The Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, in connection with Jack Kemp, Richard Perle, Michael Ledeen, Douglas Feith, Dick Cheney. Come on, folks. It's real obvious, isn't it, who Kenneth R. Timmerman really is? The Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. There's the Reverend Moon's Insight magazine for the Washington Times. And then there's Peter Rodham of the Project for a New American Century and John Bolton. All of these are the close friends of Kenneth R. Timmerman. And what he had to say in October of 2002 for Insight was being put out by the Israeli and American intelligence communities. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBM. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. First part of the show today, we're looking at Kenneth R. Timmerman. Who is this guy? His connection to the Reverend Moon's Insight magazine with the Washington Times. Kenneth R. Timmerman is the executive director of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, which he co-founded with Peter Rodham, who was a founding member of the Project for a New American Century, which, of course, leads to John Bolton, Richard Pearl, Jack Kemp, Michael Ledeen, Douglas Feith, Dick Cheney, all of the usual culprits. Kenneth R. Timmerman is also someone who, back in October of 2002, had a post for Insight, which was the obvious front and center agitprop piece for the Bush administration and Israeli intelligence and the Project for a New American Century crowd in regard to laying the groundwork for the public's acceptance of an American attack on Iraq. This is who the guy is, not to mention, of course, he's on the advisory board of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. And again, when you start talking about the Project for New American Century and the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs and Insight Magazine of the Washington Times, it all points to the Israel connection. That explains in turn, I think, why Kenneth R. Timmerman is so interested in this conference in Paris that took place this weekend involving all of these apparently disparate Iranian individuals and groups who are interested across the political spectrum, supposedly, in overthrowing the present regime in Tehran. I'll be saying more about this subject after the next couple of commercial breaks, but take a look at my brief op-ed piece for the Current American Free Press of June the 11th and 18th. On page 3, it says there that, yes, Rudy, U.S. foreign policy is a root of terror. That's a very brief op-ed piece that I wrote for the American Free Press, and that is on page 3. And, of course, in that regard, the much longer version of that article, which was greatly edited, can be found at my blog at Al Bawaba. There you can find the much longer original that I came up with that is based upon my review of the American Free Press's book on what happened in Iran in 1953. I'm going to be taking a brief look at an excerpt from that book after the 8 o'clock hour, which I think will put into even greater context who and what it is that Kenneth R. Timmerman is fronting for. We'll also be taking a further look at his post for Insight on the News in October of 2002 to see the extent to which Kenneth R. Timmerman was an apparent front man then for what Israel and the United States had planned in this preemptive attack on Iraq. And as wrong as Kenneth R. Timmerman was in October of 2002 about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, if he could be that wrong then, why does he continue to get the coverage that he gets with Newsmax and with WorldNet Daily and with Insight on the News, the Washington Times-affiliated Insight? Why is that? Is Kenneth R. Timmerman fronting for the same people again? The people who gave us this disastrous war with Iraq and did so on false pretense are the same people who now want war with Iran. And it's very clear that this is what has transpired. And so Kenneth R. Timmerman comes to the fore again, this time to promote once more the ideas of John Bolton, who has been making the rounds for war with Fox News and the other usual suspects, and now crops up the fingerprints of Kenneth R. Timmerman and others